Welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast on auditing cloud storage providers. My name's Anthony Adler. I'm storage editor with computerweekly.com. Today I'm speaking with Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. The first question today, Mathieu, is why should organizations audit cloud storage providers from the point of view of compliance and security? Over to you.
Thank you. Well, the first thing to look at is our overarching reliance on cloud providers for storage functionality. So as organizations are storing more and more information logically and even so physically as well on still on paper-based media, we've started to rely increasingly on a process that amounts to business process outsourcing. So essentially, as an organization, I end up as a data controller trusting my my cloud provider with storing information that could be classified information and that is definitely, in many cases, personal data under the Data Protection Act. So one needs to remember that even though you can outsource the storage process to a cloud provider, the responsibility still belongs to your organization because you end up remaining the data controller and you're trusting a third party to look after that data and make sure that it's protected appropriately and that the right security measures are in place to protect the data.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is, what are the key elements of such an audit, including the regulations that apply to cloud and cloud storage providers? Over to you again.
Well, from an auditing perspective, it's the usual suspects. You're going to have to include in the audit a review of the policies and procedures that the cloud storage provider has implemented around your data. You'll also need to look at the technical solutions that they've put in place around the protection of your data, and I'll cover that in more detail in a minute. And then you'll also have to ascertain whether they've trained the staff that's looking after your data, whether it's technical staff or potentially business staff. So again, from a technical perspective, it would be recommended that you build into your contract with the cloud provider an option for you to perform a pen test on the systems that are hosting your data. You may also want to put in a clause that allows you to physically audit the data center in which they are storing your data, whether it ends up being in a public cloud, private cloud, or hybrid cloud. And linking that into regulation, if you look in the UK, you look at the Data Protection Act and you look at industry regulations like the SSA or PCI DSS, they all have a clause around managing third parties that become custodian of your data. So in PCI, for instance, it will be requirement 12.8. In the upcoming EU data protection regulation that's going to replace the current data protection directive, there's going to be some provisions for data controllers to audit their data processors in a much more granular way than it is at the moment. So the legal requirement is there, and then industry best practice dictates that you should audit your providers, your cloud storage providers, to make sure that from a policy perspective, from a technical perspective, and from a usage perspective, they don't become the weakest link in your security and compliance strategy to protect data.
Thanks, Mathieu. And the final question is, what implications does all this have for an organization's storage and backup infrastructure? Over to you again.
Primarily, it means that as an organization, you need to have a process that allows you to monitor the security and compliance status of your storage infrastructure on an ongoing basis. So this is not a point-in-time solution. It's making sure that you've got the right data classification, storage to store the right data and access it at the right time, and make sure that this is, as I said, an ongoing process rather than just a single project.
Thanks, Mathieu, and that's the end of the podcast.